I'll give you half a dozen, said Holmes. Here, for example, is a very possible and even probable one. I make you a free present of it. The older man is showing documents which are of evident value. A passing tramp sees them through the window, the blind of which is only half down. Exit the solicitor, enter the tramp. He seizes a stick, which he observes there, kills Oldacre, and departs after burning the body.
Why should the tramp burn the body?
For the matter of that, why should Macfarlane?
To hide some evidence.
Possibly the tramp wanted to hide that any murder at all had been committed.
And why did the tramp take nothing?
Because they were papers that he could not negotiate.
Lestrade shook his head, though it seemed to me that his manner was less absolutely assured than before. Well, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, you may look for your tramp, and while you are finding him, we will hold on to our man. The future will show which is right. Just notice this point, Mr. Holmes, that so far as we know, none of the papers were removed, and that the prisoner is the one man in the world who had no reason for removing them, since he was heir at law, and would come into them in any case. My friend seemed struck by this remark.
I don't mean to deny that the evidence is in some ways very strongly in favour of your theory, said he. I only wish to point out that there are other theories possible. As you say, the future will decide. Good morning. I dare say that in the course of the day I shall drop in at Norwood and see how you are getting on.
When the detective departed, my friend rose and made his preparations for the day's work with the alert air of a man who has a congenial task before him.
My first movement, Watson,